So I won't listen. It's like this cup here. I'm full. Okay? Anything else? Spill it out. Forget it. Alright? Or turn it upside down. You can't pollute me. Or you can't clean me. I'm upside down. So I won't listen. Next one. No harm listening. Anyways, I won't be able to understand it. Oh, shattered glass. Okay? It's not going to sink in. Alright? Next one. Same thing. Alright. I understand, but I will immediately forget. Or contaminating. Right? It won't change. Alright, separate puzzle. Never finish. Actually, you know, I'm very curious. Okay, I'm digressing a bit, okay, Jingxing? Now, is a cup half empty or is a cup half full? What's the answer?
One quarter full.
No, no, I mean if a cup is half full or half empty. What is it? Is it half full or half empty?
Half full.
Half full? Anyone say half full? Anyone say half empty? Okay. Alright, you know my answer? I'll give it to you, okay? The cup is not big enough. Thinking glasses, my friend. Okay? I closed you into half cup, half full, half empty. In fact, the cup wasn't big enough. I didn't remember that. I hear it from someone. I borrow it. I can't remember who. Next slide, please. Alright. Just going over that process. So this is how things kind of grow and grow and grow. Next slide, please. Alright. Now, we're talking about Buddhism, okay? Which is really true consciousness, enlightenment. You can be Muhammad and you can be Jesus, okay? It is really, like what Ajahn Dalai Lama said, true consciousness is beyond the God form. God is a form. It's a thinking process. It's a thought process. Alright? So let's break out that duality and break out from that thought box. Now, the five cardinal sins. Ignorance. We start with ignorance because that is in Cantonese moment. You don't understand. When you don't understand, you don't have light, and you are ignorant. And from here, generates all these other things. Anger, hostility, shame, greed, conceit, okay, and doubt. Well, you know, what am I saying, all these numbers, okay? Yeah, forget about them, that's doubt. And remember, the ego has to defend itself, and the response is this thing here. So the stimuli comes in, nothing special, it's just a stimuli, it's day-to-day life. Right? Things happen, and your thought about it, generate something, and then you have to defend yourself. What is the defense mechanism? That response in an enlightened person, unenlightened person, is these common reactions. Okay, remember the ones that we said? I don't understand it. That's ignorance. Right? You can plug in the rest. This basically sums up all the possible reactions. These are the roots to our response. And those are the five cardinal sins. In fact, if we really talk about it specifically, conceit and doubt actually can generate from these three. And all these actually generate from ignorance. So if we add ignorance to thought, what do we get? Get ignorance through thought, creating a response. That's what we call karma. Original sin. That will come in the later lectures. Next slide, please. Alright, overcoming ego. Now we have to enlighten ourselves. That's why we're here. Otherwise we won't be sitting here. Now, one is awareness. When you're aware that you're ignorant, you're beginning to accept that you will open your mind, then your ego will correspondingly deflate. So we can bring awareness to our inner thinking process. We will slowly break open that thinking box. A lot of us go through life without ever aware that we have a thinking box. Thanks for coming to these lectures. So, what else can it be True consciousness. Aware of what? Aware of true consciousness. There's different terms in books, and that's why Buddhism is so exciting. It makes you so confused, and you can read different sutras without knowing what they were talking about. And that's really some simple things. It is the same as true consciousness, life, source, being, true identity. Okay, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the unlimited inspiration, these are all the same terms, meaning practically the same thing. So when you read the sutras, when you read all these spiritual books, bear that in mind. It will make your awareness a lot easier to understand these books and bring you to the awareness forefront. Next slide, please. Alright. One of the simple sayings, once you're aware, once you recognize, it's an illusion. It dissolves. Remember the first one of the lectures we said, Albert Einstein, a scientist, one of the smartest guys the physicist has ever produced? Yeah.
Perhaps we should postpone that.
Oh, okay.
To do with Simon.
Oh, sorry. Okay, alright, okay. Well, sorry. Okay, you have to really, really be aware of it then. Alright. Okay, if you can recognize illusion as an illusion, it dissolves. Okay. Ego survival depends on your perceiving it as a reality. Just like a dreamer is dreaming. But if you know you're dreaming, then you are not a dreamer. Right, that's kind of circular talk. If you can recognize illusion as an illusion, it dissolves. So like here, we all know, okay, this is magic. This is just an illusion. We know it's not real. But to a kid whose thinking box isn't open, this is real. This is really amazing. We know it's amazing because it's tricking our sensory perception. Just like this cat looking at the mirror and see himself as a lion. It's an illusion. But the minute we recognize that, a cat is a cat. Okay, that's the true self. So next slide, please. We earlier said thought forms, right? Ego identifies with thought, with forms. We know all structures are unstable. Mount Himalayas is growing. A lot of the statues fell. All the empires collapsed. All the structures are unstable. Why? Structure is a thought process. Underlying ego's identification with forms, such as material, possessions, beauty, fame. We all get old. We can be brilliant, but one day we'll die and then nobody will remember us. Next slide, please. Renouncing all possession is an ancient spiritual practice in both East and West religion. Typical Buddhist, Japanese kind of a Buddhist meditating, giving up a lot of his worldly belonging. Mother Teresa, I don't think she has much of a penny in her, but she is really a saint because she doesn't need anything in terms of money. So giving up possessions, forms. These people don't have much of an ego craving. They are looking for spiritual enlightenment. Next slide. Now, just a simple exercise and simple things that we can go over. There's unhappiness in you. Unhappiness. You feel unhappy. First, you need to acknowledge that it is there. You are feeling crummy, which is a feeling, which is true. The primary cause of unhappiness is not the situation, but your thoughts about it. A good example, someone cut your car off in front of you. Right? That is the situation. You are angry. That is unhappiness. Right? How we react to the situation creates the unhappiness. The guy who cut you off has already sped off. You are the one who's left with the unhappiness. And why? It's because you're still thinking about it. And that's a thought. Why am I so unhappy after someone cuts me off? Think about it. Investigate it. Separate the thought from the situation. Yes, the situation when someone cut you off, could have an accident. The unhappiness is a thought process in you. Okay? The situation's neutral. It happened. You recognize how the thought makes you unhappy, not the situation. So don't seek happiness. It's a thought. Freedom from unhappiness is attainable. So in fact, no, I copy it from a book. Happiness and unhappiness really are both thought processes. What we're looking for is peace. Isn't it? Jesus never said, oh, I wish you would be happy to see peace on earth. He didn't see happiness on earth. Because when you're peaceful, you don't have happiness or unhappiness, which are still thought. The minute you're happy, next minute you will be unhappy. The minute you're unhappy, you may be happy next minute. But when you're at peace, you don't care whether it's happy or unhappy. Next slide, please. So coming back to this here now, we have already discussed this thought process, how it goes from external stimuli to the thought, and creating a response, and then we're generating a thought that grows the ego, and then well, with the internal loop feeding back and growing, 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 and we talk about the five cardinal sins, and we are now going to discuss how we can enlighten ourselves, how we can break away from this ego, and this ego itself. So, the first thing, oh, actually, I need to tell you a story. God, you know, this is interesting. Thank God I was younger then, okay? I almost sued a doctor friend of mine. Almost, okay? So the story was like this here. I was a lot younger. I was asked by a good friend, a senior doctor, to go on locum for him. Locum means he goes on holiday and I go in and kind of a pamper his patient and look after them while he's away. Right, so that's locuming. Now, he's a very busy doctor. Now remember one time I said, well, how many hours do you wait in doctor's office? If you wait 1 hour to see me and you're not happy, go and see him. He makes you wait 3 hours, okay? And patients love him. They still stick with him, okay, after 30 years. So I locum for him, and obviously I don't know his patients. So they came in with chest pain, and I was start investigating what the chest pain is. Is it the heart, the lung, or the stomach? Whereas for him, it would be very simple. You got chest pain? Okay, the man coming with chest pain, he said, so what happened? Is it your mother, your wife, or your daughter? Right? So, yeah, that's how he knows his patients. Okay, so I didn't know the patients, so I see it. Well, he's a full straight patient, busy. So I went there, and I was always getting behind and further behind and further behind, right? Okay, so nature called. And I said, oh, God, yeah. I'm so far behind. Okay, I'll see this one first, and then I'll see this one, and then before I, you know, go and answer nature, right? So, finally, I got a break. The patient said, oh, I forgot something in the waiting room. I need to go back to the waiting room. So the patient dashed to the waiting room. I just shut off, okay? Faster than Ethan Bolt to the toilet. All right, your man is really great. Now he can sit there, zip, okay? Or unzip. And then he's going to go. And he said, what a relief. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh man, we start looking around. Do you guys do it? Now, ladies, you don't know, but well, men do. Then literally, okay, I stopped.